Next question is Joe J-O Brisby, Brisby. And please date this for 2/11/26.
The purpose of this visit is a face-to-face evaluation for a hospice. Patient is in 13th benefit period from 1/4/2026 to 3/4/2026. This will be shared with the hospice medical director period. Ms. Brisby is 71 years old. She's on hospice because of Alzheimer's dementia, lives with her daughter, who's a tax accountant and very busy. They have other help at home. She also suffers from senile degeneration of the brain, dementia, protein calorie malnutrition, CVA, left-sided weakness, diabetes, hypertension, and recurrent urinary tract infection, period. The patient has a PPS score of 40%. She's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Her confusion puts her at a FASD score of 7A. She continues to show both functional and physical decline. Patient is quite weak. Despite her weakness, she's able to maintain an O2 saturation of 92%, blood pressure stable at 150 over 88 today. Roslyn, R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, her doctor tells me that she's seen a huge decline just in the past couple of weeks. As far as her mentation is concerned, she's semi-responsive, oriented to person only. She has increased symptoms of agitation, especially at night. Put down LMAC is now at 22.5 centimeter, not 23. Overall prognosis remains poor. That's the ADL dependent bowel and bladder incontinent. Please put that in there if I didn't say that. So sorry. She's consuming 20 to 30% of her food now. Having difficulty with solid food. Does much better with pureed food per daughter. And requires meds for her constipation at the direction of her daughter, which is doing a great job taking care of her mom, and I commended her for that. Thank you. Most likely has less than 6 months to live, given the natural progression of her disease, by the way.